Welcome to Laundry Lowdown Podcast, where we turn up the heat on your lingerie love affair and fuel your confidence in your own skin. Our podcast is your passport to a world where lace meets sass and silk whispers secrets. We're not just here to talk about lingerie. We're here to be your sultry confidence, your intimate advisors, and your weekly dose of fabulous. Tune in every Wednesday and Saturday to join our sensational team as they navigate the intricate threads of the intimate world while spilling the saucy details about their own lives. Get ready to dive deep into the realm of lingerie, relationships, the best brands, and so much more, all served up with our signature blend of frankness and openness. You won't be disappointed. Welcome back to the latest episode of my podcast series, A Kinky World with Zoe Page, in collaboration with Laundry Lowdown. In today's episode, I take you back to last year's Montreal Fetish Weekend, more specifically, the Kink Ecstasy Ball. I had the exclusive opportunity to walk around the dance floor and chat with fascinating individuals who shared their unique experiences. Oh, the memories from this event are flooding back, and I invite you to join me in reliving these unforgettable moments. Tune in for an immersive journey into the world of kink and diverse perspectives. Let's reminisce together.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Montreal Fetish Weekend. As you can already tell, it's absolutely buzzing with excitement, and this room is full of so many extraordinary people. I can't wait to show you what we did. We've just done a fashion show, and I wore the Exo Latex, and it was the most exhilarating event. And the girls and everyone behind the scenes were amazing. But now, what we're going to do is I'm going to have to take you through the whole way of spectacular magic that is a Montreal Fetish Weekend. I cannot tell you how excited I am to walk through the wave of latex and touch and see and explore. And you guys get to come and do that with me. So let's go, shall we? Let's get through there. You look amazing. You look absolutely fantastic. You look wonderful. I love what you're wearing. You look amazing. So I don't know if you can see it, but at the moment with all this excitement going on, there is actually a little bit of a shibari show going on where someone is actually getting tied up. And I don't know if we can get a little sneak peek of in there of what's going on. Can you see? Someone's actually getting tied up. How wonderful is that? So take a little gander at that. These are from Neva News. I love them. So are you guys enjoying your time in the Montreal Fashion
Show? Oh yeah, we're loving it.
Is it your first time? Is it your first time here?
Oh no. No, I go all the time. Oh. Well, I mean, look at that. Why wouldn't you come back with us?
How are you finding it?
I love it. Oh my God, the fashion is incredible.
What's your favorite experience at the Montreal Fetish Weekend?
Good question. I would say last year, the Kink Ecstasy Ball last year, like this event.
Ooh. This rope there. I just got attacked by a rope. This rope literally above us. And I thought someone was patting me on my head, but it's not.
Yeah, it's the rope.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that caught me off guard earlier.
What's your must go to have accessory that you cannot leave home without?
Honestly, my rope. It's my only toy, honestly, so I kind of just jumped to that answer.
Thank you for talking to us. I'll let you get on with the rest of it.
Thank you. Cheers.
That's wonderful. I literally just walked with this girl literally 2 seconds ago. She's absolutely stunning and so amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. You look amazing. I love your dress. Who is your designer?
This is Libidex.
Amazing.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself to everyone?
Hi there, I'm Starla, the model adventurer, and I'm so happy to be here.
She is so wonderful. Like, we've been backstage, literally, and all we've been been doing is chit-chatting.
Yeah, I feel
all the way through, just talking about modeling, our experiences, and literally just having a whale of a time. Getting to know her has been an absolute dream.
Oh,
she's
you're
been,
so sweet!
Absolutely wonderful to work with. Ah, so much fun. It's so nerve-wracking when you're actually going to do a fashion show for the first time and you don't know anyone.
Yes!
And then you meet you! You literally are the friendliest person ever.
We had so much fun backstage. I would tell you all our dirty little secrets, but of course, no.
We said a lot.
Yeah, it was super fun. So I guess you guys will just have to watch the recap, the behind the scenes, everything. I'm sure you've got a site where you can watch everything, huh?
Uh-huh. Who doesn't?
Right?
Who doesn't?
Well, especially a place like this, right?
Would you like to show off your outfit for the cameraman?
Pardon me?
Would you like to show off your outfit to the
cameraman? I would love to!
Now you performed at the King Cabaret.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes, I really enjoyed that. I smiled all alone and lots of people told me how it was great and how I looked really into it, and lots of people continue to tell me today again how amazing it was, and so I think we really made it.
You did. It was wonderful. It was to watch. Absolutely wonderful to watch. You were like mesmerizing. You're such a good little charm.
Well, thank you. That was my first time performing on the scene. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's so brave. Oh wow, that's incredible. So literally, is this your first time here at the Fetish Weekend?
No, it's just my first time on the stage. Yeah.
Well done. Very good show. It was so good.
I was supposed to go there get a drink with that beautiful man. And would you like to share a drink with us, or?
Sure.
Yeah?
No.
That easy.
Okay,
I'm at a good place.
Yay.
Okay, we're gonna have a drink.
I found her. You.
What do you drink?
Anything.
Okay.
Surprise me.
I promise.
Hello? I'm sorry, but that's more. We need more.
More.
You're amazing. And I love this.
Are you having fun?
Oh, are you having fun? You look
always.
Stunning.
Thank you.
Every time I look at your work on Instagram or anything that you do, you just absolutely stunning.
And it's because I'm having so much fun.
Yeah, it shows. And yes. It's a shame that Instagram took all of your work down because you were such an artist.
3.0. Yeah, it's a shame.
It's
okay.
Funny. Yeah.
I'm here to have fun. I'm here to see friends from all over the world, over the country.
But you are a very, very avid party goer. You literally go to every single event and you literally shine.
At least in North America. I haven't been to any European events yet. Yeah, what's your favorite?
You.
I'll see you later.
Hi. I'll see you later. Okay. Oh my god, this is late. Oh my god, how are you?
You look so good on the catwalk. So good.
I'm gutted that you weren't in it. You should have been in the show.
I know. Why are you?
You are literally a catwalk fucking model.
I know. They said they didn't have anything to fit me, so maybe next year.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to get it on. I'm just like, you have to make something fucking for her. You are amazing. Oh my god, I love you so much, and it's so nice to see you here.
I know, see you as well.
Yeah, you're great. What? Like, you're literally, your lipstick just says everywhere.
I know.
Thank you, this girl is amazing. Her name is Latex Rapture. I've performed with her so many times, and she's an absolute superstar. She's like literally a born performer. You're incredible, and I love her so much. She's amazing.
Thank you so much, Royal Fetish Weekend. It was such a blast. We're very, very happy to be here. Look at what's going on tonight. It's absolutely insane.
and all we hope is that you can come back next year.
I love lingerie. I'm not wearing any.
Why?
Well, I guess I would wear some if I can get some that would be able to hold the vibrations, because I'm the human vibrator.
You look great, by the way. I love your glasses.
Well, thank you. It's actually more practical because I vibrate. You see, when I turn it on, it has vibrations. Do you want me to give you a hug?
You're literally vibrating.
Well, thank
you. What is your favorite piece of lingerie?
My favorite piece of lingerie is a nice classic black teddy.
Consciousness.
Ones that accentuate the positive attributes of the subject, but is comfortable and easy to remove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rip it off.
Yeah.
Rip it off.
I don't want to break it. But
break it.
You can okay with that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the most erotic thing ever.
Yeah, it's more exciting. Will I get another one? And are you from the UK?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, how many times have you been to Montreal Fetish Weekend?
Twice.
This is your second time?
Yes.
Oh, terrific.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Let's go, boys. Follow me into the darkness. Can you still hear me? Let's keep going. It's so nice. Let's go this way. Swish, swish. I love your makeup.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
It's only my second time here, but I'm having.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. Our virginity has been taken, I'm afraid.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been a blast so far. I missed yesterday because I had to work. But I'm happy to be here tonight, and I'll be doing some of the parties tomorrow and Sunday.
What are you most looking forward to?
Public disgrace on and Lizzie, because I'm a bit of a slut.
Just a bit. So am I.
Fantastic.
So am I.
So
the best place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Best place to be if that's the case.
Yeah! Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, if you had to pick one piece of lingerie for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Corset. Always a corset. So I know I'm not wearing one tonight, but
doesn't matter.
That's okay.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah, no.
Cinched in waist, nice and tight.
And the steel boned, the good shit. The good shit, yes.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you so much.
So
thank you so
anything
much.
Creative, I'm literally attracted to it. I can't stop staring at it.
I mean, this is basically my signature now. Everybody sees the makeup.
Yeah.
And they know Dagger is on the scene.
Thank you so much for coming to us.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the night and the rest of the weekend.
Thank you. I'll probably bump into you again anyway.
Oh, I hope so. Count on that.
Cheers. Cheers.
Before we dive back in, are you on the hunt for that perfect lingerie, hosiery, or perhaps some tantalizing kinkwear? Look no further. Laundry Lowdown, with our team of beautiful models from around the world, stands as your impartial consumer companion, dedicated to inspire, delight, and inform, with over 9 years of expertise in reviewing your intimate essentials. We've got you covered. Or should we say, uncovered? With a library of over 11,000 full-length video reviews, we provide 100% impartial insight to help you discover those hidden gems. And as a special treat, use promo code ZOEPAGE10 when you join our website today to snag an exclusive 10% discount in any of our membership plans. It's my way of expressing gratitude for being a part of this fabulous community. Simply head over to laundrylowdown.com/join and let's embark on an inspired journey together. Now let's dive back into today's podcast.
How come you're so handsome?
It's not something I choose, but if I can offer some charming vibe to others, well, I'm happy to play my role as a charming guy.
Oh, you have having a good night so far?
Yes. I mean, for me, it's been like maybe 20 years. No. How many years is the
Finnish
weekend? 19. So I've been here for 19 years.
Have you been to every single one?
I missed maybe... No, I think I was there every year. And it's because of my sister, Goddess Mai. And I don't know, it's like a family. And having you here is another energy also. I like to see you here. And I think it's a wonderful night. And I like the fact it's on Friday because we can party hard. And then on Sunday, Saturday night, we do something different. And then we go back on Sunday. So, perfect night.
Do you suffer with party drop at all?
Sorry, I'm so. What do you say again?
Do you suffer with party drop when you're sub dropping or after the event is over, you get like party blues?
Okay, so you have to know every time a weekend like that ends, I have a depression for maybe 2 or 3 weeks because I see everybody like, oh, I can play with them. Oh, no, no, I'm in the real world. So I realize I miss all my friends and it takes me a while to transit to the vanilla world.
Yeah.
But it showed me how much I feel so great during those events. So I think in life, when you realize it's difficult at the moment, because it was so good before. So it's like no woman, no cry. Without pleasure, you won't be sad. So I like to be sad after because it means I had so much fun.
When literally our little community is all we have. All we have is each other.
Exactly. And sometimes even I don't feel like I fit in the society. Here I realize that there's a place for me. Like nobody judge me and I can spread my love without judgment. So that's why I like
it. You're doing well. You're literally, your smile lights up the whole room.
Thank you. Thank you to be here.
Yeah, it's so good. I love this guy. He's literally the sweetest, the kindest, and the loveliest guy ever. And you help out a lot at the Fetish Weekend as well. You help out with the performances, you set up the stage. You're not just a party goer, you are actually a part of the Fetish Weekend itself.
Thank you so much. I didn't hear everything, but
it doesn't matter. Just say yeah. Yes. Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, gorgeous.
How are you? Have you had a drink?
Not yet.
You want a sippies? Sippies?
Sippies?
Sippies? Yay!
There you go. Yum.
Anna, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm about to fly up in the air soon.
Aww.
Soon.
Oh my god, we're gonna film it.
I hope.
Yeah.
I want that footage.
Oh, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. You love bondage so much,
man. I love bondage.
How much?
How much?
How much?
Like the whole wild world.
Oh my god.
I have a second outfit, so I'll be undressing a bit. So, I brought myself my own perv piggy.
Oh, hello. Let's have a little talk with the fancy person. Hello. It's part of the fetish we get now. Is it your little good luck charm?
Yeah, kind of. It's It's my comfort plushie and my creepy piggy. I got my own, but there's a crowd already, but...
Do you need that all the time, then?
No, just when there's a big crowd.
When are you performing?
In about 20 minutes.
We'll be here. Go and get ready. Good luck, sweetie. My feet are on fire. I'm sweating so much. It's so good. Let's just keep drinking and having so much fun. Yay. If you're not at the Montreal Fetish Weekend, where are you? How are you?
Good, good, good.
What are you doing here?
I'm visiting Montreal.
Why?
Because it's a beautiful city with beautiful people.
And what exactly are you going to be doing whilst you're here?
Probably some debaucherous things.
No.
No.
No way.
Probably not.
I cannot believe that you would do that.
I would not do that.
No.
Not normally, but no, we're here.
So what debauchery things are you going to get yourself into?
We're gonna, probably a little bit of fat, a little bit of...
Spanking?
A little bit of spanking. Woo! A little bit too much already and back hurts.
So you're a sub?
I switch it up, but
so
I I enjoy. I do both.
Yeah. So you top.
At top
from the bottom.
At top from the bottom.
Top
yes.
From the bottom. Yes. Best way to do
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Best way to do it.
Yes.
Is this your first time here?
It is my first time here.
How are you finding it?
I'm so excited. It's so amazing. It's everything I wanted to be.
Good. You look amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. You look amazing.
Yeah. That's it. A drink helps. Fun helps, and everyone here is just so super friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful place. I had a beautiful venue. What else do you want to be in the bottom of a pool?
I know. Isn't that so? We are literally at the bottom of the pool.
That's great.
It's going to fill up with sweat.
Yes.
Everyone's little drippy bits are going to add to this pool.
Yeah, maybe not just sweat.
No, but we're going to drown in it for sure. I am. I'm so hot.
Like, we can only hope.
Yes. It's the best way to die.
Absolutely.
Yes. Is there anything that you're looking forward to at the Montreal Fetish Weekend? What's the thing you want the most?
I just want to get out and explore, you know, really get out there and learn. I always enjoy any fed event to get out and just learn some new stuff, have some fun with it, and meet cool people to connect with.
You are cool.
Hey, thank you.
You're cool,
Jimmy. Oh, my God.
You're so cool. The fact that you're here means you're cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I like to think it's my tattoos, but...
Oh, really?
That's, yeah, look at them go.
Oh, I've just noticed! Oh my God, I've been concentrating on your eyes! Look at these tattoos! Ooh, very nice.
Very beautiful. Yes, he's made for petting. And he has a brother. It's the same tattoo.
Oh! I love it! I literally just touched you without asking.
Okay.
I assumed it was okay.
It's all right. It was implied.
Yeah. It was. Yeah, yeah. Right. Amazing.
These are my little buddies. They're up for best vote on Inked Originals if you want to go vote.
He doesn't want to vote.
Yeah, but they're my little baby ferrets. They're my favorite friends.
What do you prefer?
What's that?
What do you prefer, latex or leather?
Leather.
Why?
Less binding, less...
Restrictive.
Sweaty. Less chafy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sweating really badly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good job this is a floor-length gown.
Yeah.
Because I'm living a puddle.
There's something about latex, though. It's nice and tight. It looks good.
It looks great.
Leather... Now, leather's all me, you know?
it suits you really well.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amazing. Nice to meet you. Nice talking to meet you.
Cheers. Thanks for being here.
I'll let you enjoy the rest of your night and I'll take off.
Yeah, enjoy the best of it.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Yay!
Hi!
Hi again!
Hey, oh my God! Come in.
I'm joining the trio.
You have to literally talk so close to the mic.
I know. Hello, it's so nice to meet you again, Zoe. Yeah, first time here and I love it.
You're so tall, I know. Is this like a pillow for you?
I know, yeah.
Have you got fake boobs as well?
No fake boobs. No.
We can just converse like this.
It's actually your first time here.
My first fetish event ever.
Yeah. Not hers though. No.
It's my sixth time here.
What made you decide to come?
I saw that you were looking for a roommate and I was looking for any excuse to come.
We just decided to come. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
We're roommates, so it's fine. So yeah. We're getting up to all sorts of mischief.
Thank you so much.
We just walked the show.
Yes.
How did you find it?
It was amazing. I love my outfit.
Amazing.
Well, thank you.
And your outfits, girls, do you want to just show off what you're wearing? Yes, show sure. The camera what you're wearing.
We love Montreal Fetish Weekend.
How much?
We love it.
So much so you would sell your soul.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed, but I don't know. It's just when everyone starts cheering and having fun and you look around and you see something magical happen, it's the best feeling ever. I love it so much. Bass. Yes. Let's go. Ooh. Hello. Hi. permission, I do believe, to talk to your slave.
Sure. As long as I hold the leash, you can talk to him.
You do that. Please do that. Absolutely, 100%. So you're the top. So the problem is, because of the loudness here, we all have to be really, really close to the microphone. So we all have to talk this close.
Lucky you.
Yes, I am very lucky.
Very, very lucky.
You can go ahead and ask him questions. There's no problem.
How long? Do you enjoy being submissive?
Absolutely. It's the only way to go.
Why?
For now, the only way to go, because I've been doing this 5 years and I've come into my own and I like to serve and be the best I can be for the person I am with. In it.
So you would say you found your perfect woman?
Yes, I have.
You can't say that away, though, can you?
No, I can't.
No. What makes her so perfect?
He also has another mistress, which is my mentor.
Ooh.
So I'm at borrowing property right now.
So
he's my borrowed submissive.
I love that. So basically, sharing is caring. Oh, fantastic. I absolutely love that. You guys look absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. You too, darling.
No, not as amazing as you. You've just got this literally retro vintage look about you. You're gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Are you having a good time?
I'm having a great night.
Is this your first time here?
No, it's my fifth time.
What would you say brings you back every single time?
It's the ambiance. I mean, everybody's beautiful, everybody's having fun, and there's no judgment. We can be ourselves the way we want.
Someone was misbehaving behind us.
Let me guess. Yes, Mr. Dominique from L'Espace. I know, he's always misbehaving.
I think he wants to do it to get extra special attention.
I'm not surprised. It's totally his type.
Absolutely. You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I love your hairstyle. You've got this really beautiful retro look. I can't do that. My hair is too frizzy, but you'll have to teach me sometime.
It'll be my pleasure.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What is your most have accessory that you need?
My boyfriend.
Oh, my God, I love that. That's so sweet. Oh, please.
Yes. He's the one that brought me into this world, and I will never leave him. I love him to death.
He got you into this world.
Yes.
Really?
That's where we met.
Jeez.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so romantic. I love this. What, did your eyes just meet across the dance floor or something?
No, not at all. It was actually through Tinder, and we just been going at it for 5 years now.
Oh my God, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I love that.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're back. We're back at the very beginning where we started. We've literally just gone full circle. We've gone through the whole room. We bumped into some extraordinary people. And now I'm afraid, my lovelies, my feet are on fire and I need a little second just to sit down and have a breather. But I'm gonna see if I can find a more intimate area so I can have more of an intimate interview and more of a quiet talk with everybody else. And I want you to join me. Let's go do that. That'll be perfect. Let's go, let's go.
Reminiscing about the magical moments at the Kink Ecstasy Ball brings everything vividly back to life. Oh, I love it so much. So you have to stay tuned for my next episode where I continue the conversations with more incredible guests. I even managed to catch up with Eric at the end of the night for a truly magical chat. Eric is the heart of this event, making all the magic possible. Join me on Saturday for part 2 of our exclusive All Access at the 2023 Kink Ecstasy Ball. And there's even more excitement to come. We are gearing up for this year's 20th anniversary celebration. Be sure to get your tickets now, and I will look forward to seeing you all in person at this landmark event. I'm so excited. I think I might explode. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Laundry Lowdown podcast. We hope you enjoyed the chat and are feeling ready to express yourself and your unique style. Just a heads up, we release a new episode every Wednesday and Saturday, so you won't want to miss out on the fun. Keep embracing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. It's what makes you, well, it's what makes you you. This has been Laundry Lowdown's podcast, your go-to source for all things lingerie, relationships, top-notch brands, and so much more. Find us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, or come and join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.